is my client, Naveen Shah, and I believe Randy is in the background here. On the right.
Yeah, Randy, is it me?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm. Right. Okay. Somebody else was sticking their head in there. I wasn't sure who that was. So I'm Liam Murphy. I'm representing the taxpayer Clearwater. Crystal Clear Hospitality Association.
Okay. So we'll call the all the crucial people are here. We'll call the meeting of the Board of Civil Authorities to order, and we are hearing a tax assessment appeal from Crystal Clear Hospitality LLC for a property located at 38 Lower Mountain View Drive. Parcel number 01-02-0003-000000. Okay, got that. So, Mr. Murphy and Bob, can you please respond to the following oath? Under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, great. And Mr. Murphy, have you received a copy of the rules of procedure?
I did. Thank you.
Great. Any questions?
No, they're very clear.
Great. Do any members of the Board of Civil Authority have any conflicts of interest or have had any ex parte communication with the appellant?
No.
Okay. So, Bob, can you please introduce the property on appeal and describe the property in its present valuation?
Sure. This property is located at 38 Mountain View Drive. It is a hotel of owned by Crystal Clear Hospitalities. It is currently assessed at $12,084,000. The assessment is based on 187 motel and restaurant.
Okay.
So this is the Hampton Inn?
Yes.
So, Mr. Murphy, can you present your evaluation and supporting evidence?
Yes, good afternoon, Liam Murphy. It's always difficult in these business situation and these tax appeals. My client would very much like their property to be valued at or have a fair market value equal to or even greater than the assessment. At one time it did. But the reason we're coming here today is that the hotel market has changed substantially over the since the pandemic, and in particular, the comparison in the beginning of this year, 24-25, are a significant drop in sales, and. They may be due to a couple of different factors. One factor is the Canadian tourist factor. Another is last year there was construction, and there is an imminent construction on the property. And then just as a whole, the market in the Burlington area is changing. There are more units coming on. Line. So my client did obtain an appraisal by a national company that appraises hotels for sale, and I've made three copies of this very voluminous document. Bob has seen it before, but the bottom line of their report is that that the real property value of the property is now $8,350,000 as of April 1st, 2025, and they do this by looking at the current and projected room rates, occupancy, and the mix of those rates, and then at the market coming forward currently, and then coming forward as we go into the future. And you know, it's a this is what if my client put the property on the market for sale on April 1st, they would go, the buyer would go to a company like this national company to get it valued. I mean, this isn't your, you know, you don't go to your local appraiser to get a hotel valued. It's a national market, and the hoteliers that buy it do that. So what we're, unfortunately for my client, because they paid a lot more money for this property than they think it's now valued, and they do have to deal with their bank, which they finance with, that the taxes are a substantial factor also in its current situation because of the valuation of the property is much more than the current sales can match. So I've given three copies of the appraisal, and then what I have here is three copies of you know, these are the real numbers that our client produces of where where the rooms came from, what the values are, the average daily rate of them, and then from 24, and this is through, this is a direct comparison, January 1st, 2024 to May 31st, 2025, and the total net income in 2024 was $1,214,489, whereas a direct comparison to that for 2025 correctly, and I apologize, I want to make sure because there's a line in one that's not. I apologize. I'm going to have to ask my client. Randy or Naveen, how do I want to make sure I'm reading the correct numbers on the printout that you gave me. What is it the total? I mean, I'm looking at the mix of sales document, and then it comes down to a total at the bottom, and there's two totals. And I want to make sure I'm using the right totals.
Your current 2025, correct, Neil?
Well, first, let's make sure in 2024, the numbers that I have are the total. There are two totals, and I apologize. One is $111,050. The other is $1,214,489. Did I put them backwards? I apologize.
No, yeah, but you have taken into consideration is Hilton booking data for January 2025 to May 2025. That is not in net income. If you have profit and loss statement, that will reflect the profits for the year 2024 and for the year 2025. If you have that document in front of you, to gather that information, which may take a few minutes, if that's okay with you.
Okay, I apologize, and folks, I really do apologize. I want to make sure I'm reading the right thing. At the bottom of
25.
Okay.
No, I read it. You know, this is the last that we need to continue. But this is between 25.
No, this is just decline in the revenue is what we have, but profitability comes from P&L statement.
Right.
We have that document.
We have the 2022 and 2023 looking for about 50.
Okay, so I'm going to get it if you allow me to take 1 minute pause.
This is hard to follow.
I can't really understand.
Especially without any paper in front of us.
Pardon me?
It's really hard to follow, especially without...
No, I understand. I'm trying to get to a point where I can give the paper.
But he's the one who opened the floor with the profitability.
Okay.
So,
maybe you can mute them for a moment.
Yeah, we'll mute them for a moment.
I apologize. It may be that I don't have what I thought was the right document in front of me, and I'm trying to understand.
But one basic question here: are we, as you've given dates, you're comparing all of 2024 to January to end of May of 2025, and I'm not sure that's an accurate.
No, I understand.
No, I think you're, according to the letter that
right.
you sent, you're comparing the first 5 months of each year.
Each year, okay.
So, are we correct that in 24 it was 1,214,489 in those first 5 months? So, and then the other question for Julie is, should we swear
if he's going to, if he's going to make testimony, then he should be sworn in, yes.
Okay. Yes, no, I apologize. I wanted to... I was going to testify to it if I could get the correct numbers here, but...
he's speaking. Can he hear us?
No.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, he can.
Mr. Okay. Shah, if you're going to be giving evidence, we should administer an oath to you. Is that all right?
He can unmute. He
okay.
To.
Can you unmute your...
I did.
Naveen, they're going to ask you to swear in so if you give testimony on the record that it's under oath. So the chair is going to ask you, give you the oath, and you have to agree to that oath, okay?
Okay. Great. So the oath is, under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So
can I, let me ask you a very specific question. The charts that you provided to me that I printed out that I was ready to submit to the board here had two totals on the bottom, but they under 2024. I want to make sure we're talking about January 1st of 2024 to May 31st of 2024, and the numbers that are on that the total revenue, and we can talk about expenses in a minute, but the total revenue was $1,214,489. Is that correct?
No, that is not correct. That is only from Hilton booking data. The hotel statistics report is what reflects the correct information for the period of January 1, 2025 through May 31, 2025, which was presented to you through a report run date of June 1, 2025. And if you look at if you have that document, I can share that with you. The total revenue for the last year was $3,467,526.88. And for this year, that revenue has declined to $2,283,932.48, whereby the revenue has declined 33% just for a period of first 5 months of this year as compared to it was for a period of last year's the same period.
Could you please repeat those two numbers?
Yeah, sorry. Can you do it slowly? People are trying to take notes. So 2024, okay. January 1st.
Through May 31st.
Through May 31st.
3,467,526.88.
And in 25...
2,283,932.48.
Thank you.
That's not 2025, that's 2024.
2025. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's less. Yeah.
If I translate that into number of rooms sold, and obviously, as you know, stated earlier, that because of the business has declined in general, we used to get a lot of traffic from Canada, and that traffic is not forthcoming, and not likely to be forthcoming. Our occupancy last year, year to date, was 67.52% for January 1, 2024 through May 31, 2024. And that occupancy has declined to 53.62% for the same period of this year.
3%?
53.62.
Mm-hmm. 53.62.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That I'm not going to submit this because it's not accurate as to those numbers, so I apologize. That was for... So, you know, obviously the issue is, you know, as of April 1st of this year, you know, the market has been declining, and the projections that are in this appraisal is that the Burlington market is going to become increasingly even more competitive. There are a lot of new hotels actually coming on the market.
We're trying to keep this in
yes,
10,
I understand.
30 minutes, so...
Can we ask questions?
Okay, so just on page, if you're looking at this on page 66, that there will be, within the next 4 years, there are currently projected to be 700 new rooms coming in to this market. As you know, there's going to be the hotel in Winooski, and then there are some additional hotels in the area. And so the analysis is the market's under challenge. The number of rooms are going to grow. So this is not just a blip of this year, but it is projection for the next few years.
Okay. Can we give Bob a chance to respond?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you.
I really don't have any questions.
Okay. So, BCA members, any questions for either Bob or for Liam?
And maybe I missed it, but... What are the taxes? Like, what were the taxes, and what are they currently?
in the past, like in 2024, and what are the...
The assessed value hasn't changed.
Okay. No. So what are the taxes?
We didn't do that. We were not talking about taxes. We're talking about assessed value.
Okay. So the other question I have, just not being kind of, in a business, is this looking at market forces? Like, is this kind of just looking at what happens and what role, do we have in that market forces changed over the last couple of years?
So I have not testified.
Yes. These were questions for Mr. Attorney Murphy.
Okay.
Then Bob's going to give his...
I'm sorry.
Testimony. No, you're fine. You're fine. No, I didn't give you a rundown.
Let me answer the question.
Okay.
So an assessment from town is supposed to reflect what is the fair market value of a property as of April 1st of the particular year. So that is the standard that you would be looking to, is what would it sell in the marketplace to a third party buyer who is with no compunction to buy, and then there's no compunction to sell, but what would it sell in the open market? And the analysis of this national hotel appraiser company who does this for buyers and sellers of hotels is that that it would be $8.5 million.
Okay.
Okay.
Maureen? I have a few. As you just said, as you just stated, it's as of April 1st, 2025. So I don't know how we can look into the future, as you've been talking about how the market's going to change in the next few years. I don't think that can be a valid consideration. I don't think we've ever done that by looking at markets.
I disagree. That's what every appraiser for a business property. Now, we're not talking about a house,
right.
About what the future value of a house might be.
Right.
What we're talking about is, anybody buying a business looks at not only what the income has been in the past, but what the projection is for the foreseeable future. And part of that projection is what is the projected occupancy is, what are the projected room rates, what are the projected market factors. That is precisely the things that
correct,
you do take
that's
again.
That's not what our job is.
No, that is exactly what your job is. Your job is to say, based upon the evidence.
I don't think that's not really our argument, is what our jobs are. You're just providing us with what you believe is the market value and why the market value.
The job of the appraisal system is to determine what is the market value of the property and what does somebody look at when they're buying a business. They look at all those factors.
I understand that. Now, the national firm you mentioned, the big reports that Bob has seen, did they take into regional considerations, or how do they break down? How do they look into New England?
It's a sub-market. It's not even Chittenden County. It's a sub-market in and around Burlington.
Okay. John, to make sure that was... did the Hampton Inn et al. Participate in housing people during the COVID era?
I don't know. Naveen?
Well, I was going to ask that question
Did the inn host people during the COVID? What happened during COVID at the hotel?
We had to close down the hotel during the COVID time, and we reopened it about 6 months after the COVID was nationally recognized. So we reopened the hotel sometime in October of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the answer is no, the Hampton Inn didn't participate.
No, that's...
Did the hotel participate in the state of Vermont homeless...
Oh, right. That's a different hotel.
Advocacy.
That's not COVID. That's not COVID.
Yes. We did participate in the state of Vermont homeless.
Yep.
We had guests stayed during the COVID time, which were recommended by the state of Vermont. We were We're fully engaged with the state of Vermont in those years.
Okay.
We did. And we can provide evidence of it.
Okay.
We did sign the contract with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to know. I think that's about all.
We should give Bob a chance to give his testimony.
Yeah. Maybe other people have questions besides you.
You can meet them again.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I'll pass these out.
These are one pack in each?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay.
There's really...
Can I get one?
Let's see. Maybe you guys can share.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We can share. We don't have digital copies.
So we've got all
just go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Four of us have to share this.
Oh, wow.
So it was a lot of paper to print off, 15.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so it's hard to make notes for yourself. We have to
you
want
to free share?
Notes, yes. So.
Three. Yeah, we can
okay. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I don't really have anything to say about the appraisal. Other than I don't believe it passes the smell test, basically. When you look at a property that sells in 2018 for $15.5 million for the real estate, and then 7 years later you have an appraisal that's 45% of that sale price, it doesn't make sense. Okay. I understand that the markets can be volatile. You can have 1 year where you have 75% occupancy, another year you have 68% occupancy in hotels. That's pretty standard. This year, there is a lower rate in occupancy. There is less Canadians, travelers coming to Vermont. That's been proven out in ticket sales on ski resorts and motels. It's pretty common knowledge right now. So that we may be seeing a blip there. There are new hotels being built in Chittenden County. The La Quinta down on Blair Park, for instance. I believe it's $7.7 million was the price that they paid to construct the motel, which does not include the land. That equates to about $80,000 per room. What they just did to build that motel, not including the land value. So when you look at sales and you look at motels, the first thing you should look at is the local market and what people are paying for the price per room and what those motels have for amenities. Okay, so what I just passed out to you is the local market, is what people are paying for sales. And this particular market would be what we call a upper mid-range motel. It's not an economy-style motel, which would be like a Quality Inn in Colchester, which is more a motel instead of a hotel or inn. It is considered probably middle to upper middle for Chittenden County. So when we look at the sales of what we have in town, and I've given you in your packets of the list of the last sales that we've had, there's six or seven of them. Our sale range is $66,000 per room to $159,000 per room. So what this appraisal is doing is appraising it at around $50,000 per room. It's not even within the range of what they're selling for in Chittenden County.
Can you repeat that range again, Bob, please?
$66,000 per room to $159,000 per room. Now, this motel is upper mid-class, so it should be in the upper mid-to-upper range of that range. Okay? So, when this motel sold for $15.5 million, you're talking about $80,000 per room. That was 7 years ago. We have sales that have been repeated over the last 10 years for properties that have actually gone up in price, and some have stayed the same, but typically we're looking around $80,000 to $100,000 per room on average for the hotel sales in Chittenden County. So even though you can look at, well, there's more growth, there's You know, national averages, which is actually seeing an increase in motels of 1.6 or 1.7% over the last year. You can look at all the statistics, can have a lot of boilerplate in your appraisal and 158 pages of spreadsheets. But the reality is what is selling in Chittenden County and what's it selling for in Chittenden County?
I shouldn't interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Did you say that La Quinta had spent over $80,000 per room only on construction costs?
Yeah, it was around $7.5 million for the construction, not including the land. And I can get you that permit if you'd like, South Burlington. That's where that number comes from. The estimated construction cost on the permit.
Okay.
So, probably the two best sales in Chittenden County would be the Fairfield Inn in Williston, which is right off the interstate. That particular motel does not have a conference center, does not have a restaurant, it does have an outdoor pool, but it's not the same quality of the Hampton Inn here in Colchester. And that one sold in 2022 for $113,000 a room. Okay, it does have exposure to the interstate, like the Hampton Inn. But again, when you're looking at an appraisal at $50,000 per room and the actual sale of a motel, of a similar motel in Colchester or in Williston, that's what we're looking at. So you have to look at the sales within the area. This appraisal only looks at one sale that's even remotely close to Chittenden County, and that's in Barrie. And that's the Hilltop Inn in Barrie. Okay? And that one sold for about $45,000 a room. It is now on the market again for $86,000 a room. Okay, and I grew up in Barrie, so we used to call it the Lagoo Inn.
Yeah.
So, we all know that inn.
So it is not even comparable to the subject property, and yet at $45,000 a room and $50,000 a room, it doesn't make sense. So what I'm saying is this appraisal, it's got a lot of data in it, and it's the appraiser did a lot of research, but it doesn't pass the smell test. It doesn't make sense when you look at the actual sales in Chittenden County.
I've never been in the Hampton Inn. It does have a conference center and pool.
And a restaurant.
And a restaurant, The restaurant's part of the property.
The other thing is that this appraisal does not include the restaurant. So there's no restaurant value in this appraisal. So that $8.7 million for this valuation is not including the restaurant.
But the restaurant is part of the property.
The restaurant's part of the property.
Uh-huh.
And part of the assessment.
Let's see.
So the other motel that's sold is a Delta, which does have an attached restaurant. And that one's in South Burlington on Shelburne Road, or Williston Road. And we all know which that one is. Get off the interstate right to the right.
Sorry,
what? I think it used to be the Double Tree.
Okay.
Trader Duke's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It used to be the Ramada.
Yeah, so that one sold for $158,000. That's our upper end. So when you compare the Hilton...
What year was that?
That was in 2022.
Okay.
So if you compare the Hilton and this... and the Delta has two properties... You know, the Delta has 160-something rooms. Mm-hmm. The subject property has 200 rooms. They're very similar. Both have attached motels. Both are close proximity to the interstate. South Burlington is a better location. But they're very similar.
Okay.
So there's a big difference between $50,000 a room and $158,000 a room. Any questions?
Mr. Murphy, do you have any response?
I do. This is the first I've seen this, but a couple of responses. First, on the restaurant is effectively leased for free, and the only because they want to have a restaurant there. It is not an income generator or business for hotel. It's just they would like to, they're trying to keep it there and keep it alive so that there is a restaurant on the premises, but it does not generate any income. Second, looking at these sales, what is glaring to me is the date of all of them, 2022. The absolute height of the hotel market here. After the pandemic, people were flocking to everywhere, but in particular into Vermont. And at that point, room rates were much, much higher than they are now. Occupancy was almost 100% everywhere. As you know, I think that 2022 is when the eclipse was. Is that my? I think that was 2022.
No, it was just 2024.
What?
That was just 2024.
Okay, but by even a year ago, when you were having that, rooms were going for 500, 600, 700 average. But the room rates were much higher. The occupancy was much higher. And the market has changed dramatically from 2022 to the present. And so I haven't I've just seen these, but you said there were five or six. I see three. And I just want to make sure I'm not missing any pages here.
Oh, this one right here. I'm sorry. There's five.
Okay, but they didn't make it into your...
I didn't add it because they're not as... they're smaller. For instance, the Southside Inn is only 21 units.
Where is that?
Right here on page 3, I think.
Located,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in South Burlington on Shelburne Road.
Okay.
And then the other one would be off Hurricane Drive in Williston. And that one sold for $119,000 a room. It's got 96 rooms. That one sold in 2024. That's a different style. It's more like townhouses as opposed to an actual hotel. Just a different, it's more like a resort type thing. So I didn't include those, but that one was a 2024 sale. And these are actually the more recent sales. When I looked at sales, I specifically focused around Inner Chittenden County. I didn't go outside that, because I feel that that's where you should start when you start looking at sales. There is just not that many sales in Vermont for hotels.
Yeah. Mr. Murphy, anything else to add?
No.
So, questions from the DCA with regards to any of this information?
This is just curiosity, if I may. So, the Lighthouse Restaurant is leased for free, and the hotel doesn't make any money on it, and who pays property taxes on that?
Crystal Clear does. The hotel does.
It does. So they lose money on them. I'm trying to figure out why the hotel would do this for nothing and now pay property taxes in addition. I'm just curious. It doesn't have anything really to do with this.
No,
I'm just.
I would, because. Having a hotel, having a restaurant adjacent to your hotel is an amenity that makes it attractive.
I don't know. I'm just curious. That's all. Curiosity killed the cat.
I just want to clarify. This report then is based, doesn't have any comparisons to Chittenden County hotels or motels. Is that correct?
There's no market comparison with the hotel sales in Chittenden County. And it may be because they're 2022, and the ones that are more recent aren't as well comparable.
Mm-hmm.
That might be
in this report, there's no comparison.
Let me say that investors looking at these look at what the expected net income of the property is going to be, and they look at the you know, the room rates, the occupancy, the expected competition, and do an income analysis, and that is, I think, how most commercial properties are purchased is on what is the net income of the property and what's the expected return on that net income.
I have a question. It's kind of, it's related to this idea of the market not looking very good for the hospitality industry. But at the same time, the argument is that part of that reason is because of the inundation of more and more properties being built, all of whom I think probably looked at the market where it's going, the opportunities. So how do you kind of square that?
Because they, you know, two reasons. I mean, I do represent a client who's buying one of them, and it takes a long time. And by the, you know, when they started to get their permits, you know, buy the land, get the permits, go through the process, the market looked a lot more attractive at that time than it's looking now. Now, you know, clearly some of these that are not yet under construction, that, you know, they may decide at some point that they won't go under construction. For example, you know, there was a hotel planned at the airport for a long time. They got clients got permits, and you know, when they looked at the market and the cost of building, they decided not to build. And you know, that certainly may happen with some of this competition.
I have a question. You made a reference to like residential property versus commercial property, but I think everyone here knows that the price that you would sell a house for is a lot more than what it's appraised for currently. I assume that's the same for commercial property. And then commercial property, we don't reassess every year, right? Just like we don't reassess residential. And then when the new appraisal takes place in like 2026, everything will get equalized in terms of value.
Yes and no. You know, commercial buyers buy on a basis of their projected income and return. That's not how people buy houses. There's a flaw in my view in our system towns do undergo reappraisals every 5 to 7 years. In the interim, if your assessment is not changing, you don't have to get a notice of your new appraisal. And I think most people believe that they cannot appeal their assessment in years that there's not a town-wide reassessment. Obviously, if the market's going up for residential, people aren't coming in to say, you know, raise my taxes. But I have now, I throughout the state, I have at least 15 different commercial properties that I am appealing on the basis of the market changing. Office properties in particular, others were flood affected properties, and some hospitality properties, all reflecting a massive change in the commercial market. And you do have a right to have your property reassessed based upon its fair market value in every year, but people generally don't do it because they don't know they can.
So, help explain as well. You have different categories of properties. The categories markets are going to change differently throughout the year. We have a common level assessment, which is the average level of assessment for the entire town. We also have a level of assessment per category. And you can break those categories, whether it's commercial category, you can break commercial down to warehouse, office, hotel. Okay, in each of those categories will have a level of assessment as well. And if we take office space, for instance, our level of assessment is not what this town averages. It's closer to probably about 85%, 80%, whereas a town is around 60%. So when we do the reappraisal, the office space will benefit because their increase in valuation won't go up as much as the single-family residence hotel. So when we do reappraisals, it readjusts those inequities. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do reappraisals, for the primary reason, to readjust those inequities and fix out that mm-hmm. differences.
And the commercial properties will be part of this townwide reappraisal?
Yes, okay. Yeah. And when you look at the motels, when we did the reappraisal in 2011, the motel sales went up dramatically between that and 2018. We actually reassessed all the motels in 2015 because of that. Mm-hmm. We've reassessed all the commercial office space because commercial office space were going up as well in 2018. We've now seen that change. If we were doing the reappraisal, I'd probably be looking at the office space to lower those values.
Okay.
We've lowered the values of all the mobile homes in 2017, I believe it was, because those values did decrease compared to the town average. So we make adjustments per category in Colchester depending on the trend and how the year, how it's going, so that everyone's on the same level of market.
Okay.
But right now, since we're doing a reappraisal this coming year, we're not making any adjustments this year.
Okay.
So if I can just follow up on
okay,
that.
Okay, briefly,
what is,
because we're going to...
I know, I understand. But what is the current CLA for hotel properties in Colchester? Or is it the townwide one?
Because there's not that many sales, you can't get a CLA for
right.
hotels, so we would look at the commercial. And I'd have to get back to you because I don't know off the top of my head.
But let's say it's 85%?
The commercial is around 65%.
Okay. So if I understand this correctly, that means that the $12 million assessment that's on the property now is an assessment at 65% of what the town is calculating its value to be.
So when we did the reassessment of the motels and...
That's your ringtone?
The Rolling Stones.
So when we did the reassessment in the motels in 2015, the motels are around 70-75%, and the rest of the town is around 90%. So when we adjusted those values, we did an appraisal on all the motels in town, and then we adjusted them down to what the town level was in 2015. We haven't touched those values since then. So as the market changes and shifts in between reappraisals, we would look at that, but we haven't had enough evidence of motel sales to show that there's a significant difference to change those values again, whether it's a drop in value or an increase in value.
Okay. I'd like to move on here because our 30-minute meeting is already up around 45 minutes. And there's more to this process, and there will be other opportunities to ask questions. So the next part of the... Is this all right if I just go? So the next part of the process is that we need an inspection committee of... an inspection group of three BCA members to go and actually visit the property at a date and time set here. And then those members will bring their findings back to the BCA. And then we'll need to establish the time for... an inspection committee report, and will that include Bob
yes.
and Liam?
They'll have an opportunity
so
again
within,
to speak, yes.
Within 30 days of here. So there is basically a follow-up hearing. So that's, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's more to come, so
mm-hmm.
this isn't the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So do we just ask for volunteers?
Yeah, but we can't ask for any new information. There.
Well, there's an awful
no,
lot of
information.
No,
we can go over the inspection rules.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
We can go over the inspection
yeah.
rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of information here that we actually haven't seen. So,
I'll get copies for everybody.
So I think we have some homework to do. So that may help with some of these questions. So I guess we need three members for
I'll be one.
Okay. And I'll be one. Can we have more than three? Because it's a big property.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
So, Julie and I are two members. Anyone else? Okay.
We haven't made that decision yet. Yeah. Maybe we can put it out in an email when we're going to be able to meet, because I need to talk to Naveen or Attorney Murphy about when they have available person to assist us in that meeting.
Okay. So then can we decide if we are available?
That we could do that.
Because
it's possible.
I'll put a group email out saying, okay, we have a schedule from the hotel property manager, I'm assuming, is who we're going to end up meeting with on that day. These are the times that are available, and we'll see how it works out. Okay.
It's okay. 30
but we have to do it within 30 days of today.
And
yes.
We have to back here to meet within 30 days
makes
of
sense.
Today.
Yep. Okay.
So an inspection and another meeting.
And correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Correct.
Oh, the meeting has to be within 30 days as well?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So really we need to get the inspection done within a couple weeks.
And what's a quorum, Julie?
Three.
We don't actually need this many people.
Okay, and my family is kind of just like...
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
No, that's fine. I think it's summer.
Okay.
Everybody
have any questions?
I want to make sure I understand what additional information can be presented.
So during the inspection, additional information cannot be given by the appellant or by the assessor for the town. We ask questions. We go look at spaces. I have a generic set of questions that we've used in the past as far as conditions, exterior spaces, roadway spaces, parking lot spaces, utility spaces, public spaces that we can do conditions and make notes about. And then the three people will put an inspection report together off of just that inspection that will then add to the information that we have here. And then when we gather back together, we can then have an opportunity to review that inspection report and then listen to Attorney Liam and Mr. Vickery to then deliberate after we've gathered as much information as we feel like we need to deliberate.
And then we will also get access to both of those documents?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But at that second meeting, can there be information beyond those two documents and what comes from the report?
They are given the opportunity to have final comments, but I don't believe that any...
If you need any further information for the next hearing, just let us know what it is, and we'll let you know. I mean, my suggestion of maybe the best way to do that is to inform the inspection committee of what that information is, and then they can seek that. That's maybe a part of their inspection.
Oftentimes, Kurt, you get on the property, and who's ever showing you the property is giving you more information and different information for you to consider. And you can't do that because it's...
Mm. Yeah,
it's second nature, honestly, to do that. But yes, and we can just ask them to stop.
Yeah, we have to say, that wasn't presented in your testimony.
Yeah.
My concern was the statement that we reserve the right for additional matters in regard to in the letter. And does that mean that when we have our second meeting, they're going to say, oh, we have more information? We have
no, I don't think so, because that the same people wouldn't be. I'm sorry, Joe.
For example, if it's we might bring back to you the numbers through July 31st, because we would have that information, but that's the only type of information we, I think, bring to you.
I can review that
and
make sure we have a clear understanding of that before that meeting happens.
Right.
Okay.
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 So we'll appoint the inspection committee by email.
Yes.
I mean, presuming at least for starters, it'll be Julie and me. And then we'll also do a doodle poll or something to come up with our dates for the inspection and for the follow-up meeting.
Okay, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to the committee for their hard work. And I think we can adjourn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can we let them know?
Thanks, Mr. Shaw. We are adjourning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your participation. Okay.